Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. All we do when we do that is invite the people back that we don't want in our practice. So don't feel that you have to 100% pre-schedule all your recall patients. We do want it to be like 80, 85%, but we want it to be the people you want to come back. We implement the postcard system in our practice, which is a kind way of saying we'll send you a postcard never when we want you to come back to the office. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple. Welcome to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun T-Bone Agarwal, and this week I'm all alone again. Meredith must be out a lot. I wonder if she's on vacation or probably she's actually working hard while I'm here in the studio, our new studio here at the 3D Retreat. I'm so excited to have our studio here. We're going to be able to record podcasts when people come to the retreat, be able to record some of our conversations. I'm so excited for all of that. But listen, this week I'm going to talk to you about the six most expensive words in your dental practice. The six most expensive words you can hear in your dental practice. But before we get into that, I want to talk to you about our 3D Mastermind. Look, if you want to get your practice on a different track, if you want to do more of the advanced and emotional dentistry, you want to implement implants, you want to implement 3D printing, you have all the technology, you have all the skills, you just can't seem to make it happen in your practice, you owe it to yourself to join the 3D Mastermind. We will individually work with you in a group setting as well to help you grow your practice down the path that you want it to be. We have a proven framework that we know works to help you earn more time so you can do more of the dentistry you want, earn more money so you can make more time off, so you can spend more time with whatever hobby you may have. Hopefully that's your family, but it may be other things as well. So let's get to this week's episode. What are the six most expensive words you can hear in your dental practice? We've always done it this way. Man, oh man, I hate it when I hear that. Now, for those of you that have bought a practice or remember back to when you did buy a practice, you probably heard that saying a lot in different forms. Well, a former dentist didn't do that, or Dr. So-and-so did it this way, or Dr. So-and-so did it that way. It's another way of saying the same thing. The six most expensive words you can hear in your dental practice is, we've always done it this way. And here's the truth. If we followed that mantra, we'd still be using flip phones. Or hell, we'd have a bag phone. Never mind, we'd be doing rotary dials. Never mind, we'd be calling an operator who would be punching us in to talk to somebody else. We'd still be doing Yellow Page ads. You know, we'd still be using a belt-driven handpiece. You know, the time comes where we have to accept that there's a new way of doing things, or even better, a different way of doing things. So this week, I want to kind of remind you of some things that came to my mind when somebody said to me, we've always done it this way. Hygiene exams. I was taught that you do hygiene exams at the end of the appointment. But that never seemed to work out as the best time for me to go in. Or I had to go to do two hygiene exams at the end of the appointment, and it only put me behind and put them behind, and it sucked. So now our rule is we do hygiene exams when I'm ready, the dentist is ready. So that's typically 10 plus minutes into the appointment, so they have time to gather the records, do some fit chat, and then I'm ready to come do an exam at my convenience. Totally changed the way I do my dentistry because it's less stressful, the hygienists don't run behind, everything works out much better that way. Another, we've always done it that way, full mouth x-rays. The modern digital the modern full mouth series is no longer the 17 or 18 x-rays that you take in the mouth. The modern full mouth series today is a 3D CBCT with 7 intraoral x-rays. I've talked about it so much in my podcasts and different lectures that I do. Another, we used to always do it this way, has been the 100% pre-scheduling recall. All we do when we do that is invite the people back that we don't want in our practice. So don't feel that you have to 100% pre-schedule all your recall patients. We do want it to be like 80, 85%, but we want it to be the people you want to come back. We implement the postcard system in our practice, which is a kind way of saying we'll send you a postcard never when we want you to come back to the office. Another thing, we've always done it this way, working hours. You know, when I started practice, it was normal for a dentist to work Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. It's not normal anymore. Now we're working Fridays. Now some people are working Saturdays. Now it's not 8 to 5, it's 7 to 3, 7 to 6, 7 to 7. We've got to adapt to the changing consumer and the changing competition around us. So that's another, we've always done it this way. Another one is, hey, I need to provide all procedures. I do dentures. I need to do dentures. I have one patient in my practice who needs dentures, so I got to do dentures. No, it's no longer that way. You can now be a practice that specifically chooses what type of dentistry you do and what services you offer in your practice. You do not have to be a jack of all trades and try to serve everyone anytime, everywhere. It doesn't have to be that way. Another, we've always done it this way, is taking a lunch. You know, we transitioned from taking a lunch, everybody was at lunch together from 1 to 2, then we tried 12 to 1 and didn't solve a problem, and then we went to, you know what, let's do staggered lunches, and then, you know, some people were hungry early and they flip-flop and they forgot they flip-flopped, and now we've gotten to where we don't take a lunch at all. That's why we work 7 to 3. We've always done it this way. We always had a lunch from this time to this time. Times have changed, the world has changed. Now you can eat a whole meal in a bar, so it doesn't matter anyway. The other thing we've always done it this way is Crown of the Year Club, where we just diagnose one thing at a time. Every time the patient comes in, we diagnose one thing, one thing, one thing. That's like going to a car dealership and buying one tire at a time. Nobody buys a car that way. The modern way of doing things is to give your patients a chance to say yes to doing all their dentistry in fewer well-planned visits. Another one that I still see out there is, we've always done it this way, we bring the new patients in through the doctor's schedule. I'm not a fan of this, certainly not for patients that are seeking traditional general dentistry. Those patients should be coming in through the hygiene schedule. So listen, the 6 most expensive words you can hear in your dental practice is, we've always done it this way. If you're hearing that even once, I want you to think to yourself, why does it have to be this way? Is it because some gray-haired dental instructor told us that, or some guru speaking on stage who's never owned or operated a practice, or some expert who hasn't owned or operated a practice in 10 years? That's what they say they used to do in the glory days of dentistry. It just doesn't work that way anymore. So if you hear we've always done it that way, I want you to take a step back, think about it, and think, is there a different way to do this? Is there a better way of doing this? And do I even need to do this at all? So listen, we're giving you permission here at 3D Dentists and the Dentistry Made Simple podcast to take control of your practice. It's your name on the door. And if you're an associate, it's your name on that operatory. It should be all about what you want, the type of dentistry you do, the patients you want to work on, all about what you want. So take advantage of this amazing profession we have, and let's make it awesome. Thank you for joining us this week on the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tarun Agrawal, and if you could do me a favor and leave us a review on Google for 3D Dentists or on Apple Podcasts for the Dentistry Made Simple podcast, I would greatly appreciate it. We believe we've got such an amazing message, and we want to reach more and more dentists, especially younger dentists out there. Have a great day, and I'll see you next week.